So as we talked about earlier, that 2:30 feeling where your blood sugar is starting to crash and you feel like you need a pick me up. So you either grab a 5-hour energy or an energy drink, you're kind of just working against yourself. You can accomplish a full, healthy, motivated feeling without grabbing an energy drink or a coffee.
Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Sanfelice, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Sanfelice.
Everyone, Dr. Courtney Sanfelice here with Mark Brown. Mark is the local representative for Orthomolecular Products, serving Pennsylvania and Delaware. Mark helps healthcare providers implement natural strategies with their patients to reach their desired outcomes. In addition to helping providers with product knowledge, he also helps them strategize to grow their businesses. And he does that for me for sure, both in the independent pharmacy that I work at, as well as in my functional medicine business. So thank you so much and welcome, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm so glad that you're here today. It's Heart Health Month. We're wrapping up the end of Heart Health Month. It's February. And Mark is here today to talk about cardiometabolic dysfunction and how it impacts so many people and different products we can use to help and some awesome studies. So take it away.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks for having me. One of my favorite topics to talk about, because I do believe it is a huge detriment to our country and the people of the United States, is cardiometabolic disease, specifically type 2 diabetes. A lot of people think of this as a disease that you're kind of stuck with, but it's not necessarily true. I work with many clinicians across PA and Delaware who have several type 2 diabetics and have gotten them down and considered no longer diabetic. So it is something that is reversible. It is something manageable. And there's a lot of things you can do on your own as compared to pharmaceutical intervention that can help you with your condition. Diabetes is actually one of the, well, heart disease overall is one of the leading causes of death in America still today, which is very upsetting. I feel like we tend to address a lot of other issues outside of that. But hopefully this will give some information that people can do at home. And then if they need intervention from supplements or other things, they can reach out to Dr. Courtney and she can help them with that. But to start, I mean, currently 1 in 3 Americans are a type 2 diabetic, which is very alarming. It puts a huge strain on our medical system. Every patient that's on Medicare or Medicaid, the cost per patient per year is around $60,000 to help manage that patient with type 2 diabetes. And if you take some round numbers, and you can actually look at Chris Kresser if you're familiar with him. He has a lot of great information on this and he does a great monologue. But basically, if you extrapolate those numbers, it's estimated by 2040 that it'll be an existential crisis of our spending budget, that we'll be spending mostly 100% of our GDP towards managing people with health issues, specifically diabetes and cardiovascular disease. It's very alarming. And it's one of the reasons I think it's very important to have these conversations on a regular basis. And also there's a lot of people in my life who, you know, my father and some other people who have type 2 diabetes. And it's an important conversation to have because they feel helpless in a way. They feel like, I have type 2 diabetes, I'm going to take this metformin or whatever type of type 2 diabetes medication they're given. And that's what they're going to do for the rest of their life. And hopefully this will inspire some people today to get out there and see that there's other options.
Agreed. Yeah. I know. I see it every day in the pharmacy, and I see it in the pharmacy on the end where I'm actually giving out the medications to people. Yeah. And then I see it on my end where I help the people get off of the medications in my functional medicine practice. It's like, I'm wearing the two different hats.
Yeah. It's just gone up too. Like the pandemic really exacerbated a lot of these issues. I was just reading the other day, I believe the average weight gain of adults 18 to 50 was 21 pounds.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
It's insane. So it's definitely not an issue that's getting better. And unfortunately, you don't see a lot of people addressing it from more of a government standpoint, which, you know, would be nice just to have some attention drawn to it. And it's at every corner. I understand why it's such a prevalent issue. If you look at every street corner, there's McDonald's, there's Krispy Kremes and Dunkin' Donuts, and there's just constant temptation all over the place. Hopefully these can give some insight into ways that you can help manage it from a more natural perspective, because it is I mean, I'm a normal person. I deal with cravings and other things, which is a huge lead into a lot of this. You're just surrounded by bad foods. And as you start to eat bad foods, you continue to eat bad foods. And it's just this endless cycle. So hopefully some of these, yeah, it becomes a mindset. And then I think the real beauty of a lot of these, my position as a representative for ortho is I get to work with these clinicians and hear their success stories with patients with things, which I'll share some of that at the end of this. So with ortho, we developed this thing called the cardiometabolic triad, which can be focused around cholesterol, but more specifically today, we'll talk about diabetes and some of the natural things you can do. There are some direct comparisons to the pharmaceutical world as far as the use of berberine as opposed to metformin. There actually is a human clinical trial where they compare the two, which you can go and look up online, type in berberine versus metformin. And you'll see that it has very similar effects of upregulating A and B kinase in the cell and drawing sugar into the cell. So it's not in your blood, lowering your blood sugar. In addition to that, there's a lot of lifestyle things you can do too. So they actually compare walking. It's 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week of just a brisk walk is just as effective as metformin. So the real conversation is lifestyle, get out there, start moving around. But if you need more heavy intervention, there are other natural options out there as well. So to dive in a couple of those, I think the most important thing that a lot of people are missing, and mainly because it's lacking from a lot of our foods, is dietary fiber. I don't know how often you're having conversations about fiber, Dr. Courtney.
A lot.
Yeah, it's one of the most important pieces to cardiometabolic disease specifically. It's depleted in all of our foods. I mean, if you ever read the back of a label, how often you find foods with high amounts of fiber in them. I mean, a lot of fruits, veggies, but you're not picking them up at the local Wawa or, or gas station or whatever it is. So finding foods that are high in fiber, oftentimes dietary supplements are a good place to start with this. So myself, I try to ingest, I believe the daily recommendation for men is 30 grams of fiber. For women, it's 24. There's actually a really fun study that I done by the American Cardiology College, which you can also look up, where all they did is increase the amount of dietary fiber in these patients and reduce their calorie intake. So they went from 30 grams for men to 37, from 24 to 30 for women, and then reduced their calories to around 1300 to 1500 calories a day. The reason they can do that while increasing fiber is very satiated. It increases your satiety exponentially. So you don't have these constant cravings for food, which can help you restrict calories. And we'll get into that with some of the products we discuss. Basically, over the course of 6 months, around, I believe 600 patients were done in this study. They showed drops in all cardiometabolic risks. So systolic blood pressure, A1C, fasting glucose, and it's just increasing fiber. There was no, and reducing calorie restriction. These are very simple things you could do at home with just a little bit of guidance, like right? Somebody like yourself.
Absolutely. Whether it be a supplement or whether it just be looking at labels and just being cognizant of how much you're actually intaking on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's things like oatmeal are extremely important, steel cut oatmeal. I mean, obviously, you want to try to avoid things like packets that have a lot of sugar content in them. But oatmeal is one of my favorite breakfasts. You can cook it in less than 2 minutes. And I think that's an important piece to this is having ease of use. So I understand that people are, I myself, to give an example, drive about 4,000 to 5,000 miles a month. So I'm getting up at 4:45, I get my workout in, and then I have like maybe a half an hour to myself where I have to eat breakfast and get out the door so I can drive to the middle of nowhere. And it's hard. It's hard to cook, you know, a meal that, you know, like your eggs or any type of healthy meal you would consider and sit down and enjoy that. So some of these solutions we'll talk about will help with some of those issues where it's a little bit easier to manage and then you can make healthier choices down the road.
I do my overnight oats. I try and do them and do a couple at a time. So yeah. I have like the week in there and I home make my almond milk and put them in the fridge and then they're ready to go. So it's like, boom, throw it in the microwave, you know, my little mason jar, add a little bit of fruit, yeah. Ready to roll.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing, just being prepared. And I don't have any specific numbers on this, but there's a lot of research to say that when you make a healthy choice meal during the morning, you're more likely to make healthier choice meals throughout the day.
Absolutely.
So there is like this old saying of breakfast is the most important meal. It's for a few reasons. One, it'll help you make better choices throughout the day, but it also stabilizes your blood sugar throughout the day. So I'm sure a lot of people who are listening to this can relate to that. Like I woke up for local people, had some Wawa, had maybe like a bagel or something. And then I feel like crap around lunchtime, where that 2:30 feeling is my favorite, like those 5 hour energies. A lot of that is blood sugar stabilization. You eat a high glycemic meal for breakfast because you're grabbing a bagel to go. And then lunch comes around, you're throwing some food in your mouth, whether it's takeout or something local, just so you can get a quick meal and get back to work. A lot of those meals are high glycemic, and they cause a lot of glycemic dysregulation. So I think the most important piece of this conversation to take away today is increase the amount of fiber that you're taking, whether that be through a meal or utilizing some dietary supplements. To highlight one that I do believe is available through Dr. Courtney is a product called Glycemacore. Glycemacore is one of my most favorite products because it is one of the most effective products that we offer. The main goal of this product is to help maintain normal blood sugar levels, also help support healthy body weight and metabolism, promotes a feeling of fullness and reduce cravings, which is extremely important for these types of people with type 2 diabetes, and it strengthens overall cardiovascular health. The nice part about this product is per serving, you're getting 12 grams of fiber, which is recommended 1/3 your daily intake of fiber. So it may seem very overwhelming. I've tried this before where you just eat foods to get fiber in, and it's very challenging. It feels like you're eating constantly, which is a good thing because it's giving you the sense of fullness. It is causing, it's just very challenging. I guess I'll say that.
It is. And what else is in the foods with fiber that you're eating and taking?
Yeah, to find those foods, it feels like heavy on your stomach. And yes. The nice thing about Glycemacore that I really appreciate, and this was actually a newer product to Ortho in the last couple of years. So we used to have just one type of dietary fiber that we would dose up to 12 grams, and it didn't go well with a lot of patients because it would kind of sit in their stomach like a brick. So this uses four different types of soluble fibers. And like I said, it's 12 grams of fiber. And the reason that's important is it has this focus around blood sugar stabilization. So as we talked about earlier, that 2:30 feeling where your blood sugar is starting to crash and you feel like you need a pick me up. So you either grab a 5 hour energy or an energy drink, you're kind of just working against yourself. You can accomplish a full, healthy, motivated feeling without grabbing an energy drink or a coffee. So Glycemacore has this thing called the second meal effect. So basically what they show, and this is another study that you can Google, is through Lund University, ingesting 12 grams of soluble fiber in the morning, regardless of the meals that you eat. And this isn't an encouragement to go eat high glycemic meals in addition to fiber. Regardless of the meals that you eat, ingesting that amount of fiber will stabilize your blood sugar for anywhere between 7 to 9 hours. So these constant roller coasters that you're on throughout the day of eating, blood sugar goes up, it crashes down, it goes up, it crashes down. You're basically creating a flat line of your blood sugar throughout the day by just ingesting this in the morning, which is extremely important. The other huge benefit to this product that a lot of people overlook is the ability to increase satiety. I myself am in the car all day and I love to just eat food, like grab things and eat. One of the ways I kind of hack myself into not doing that is in taking a Glycemacore shake with me in the morning. I don't know if you're familiar with any of these GLP-1 synthetics like Victoza or Januvia. Some are capsules, some you have to kind of like inject into your stomach, but they work off this enzyme that basically creates this sense of fullness. That amount of fiber actually has a very similar effect where it can keep you full for somewhere between 7 to 8 hours. So when we talk about that study we highlighted earlier from the American Cardiology College, they were able to reduce their calorie intake because they have a sense of fullness for longer. They don't feel the constant need to get up and put something in their mouth. Huge benefit to this product.
That's awesome. And it makes me happy and it makes me cringe at the same time, because when I know what I do in my functional medicine space and I know what I do in the pharmacy, and I see so many unnecessary medications go out the door. And it's you know, like you said, it's taking something that's more natural that they could take and that's going to help curb their appetite or make them feel full. And it's not putting chemicals and pharmaceuticals into their body or having to actually inject themselves. It's just mind blowing to me, as you know, it's why. I'm transitioning from like a pharmacist into a functional medicine practitioner, because there's so many better ways to help people rather than just traditional, you know, medications. And there's so many orthomolecular. I mean, I know just working with you for the past however many years, just you never steer me wrong with, okay, here's a new study out. And then the next thing I know, I'm sharing it with my patients. And then they're coming back in and saying, oh my gosh, my doctor's asking me what I'm doing because, you know, my XYZ levels are lower, or, you know, I've lost weight or whatever the case may be. But they're coming and sharing their stories or even not what their doctors are saying, just what they're coming to me and just saying, oh my gosh, I feel so different, whether it be something for memory, adrenal fatigue, inflammation. It's just so important that people know what's out there. And there's awesome. I always say, you know, quality. People think that they're just getting, you know, supplements. They just go over to the, you know, cheapy generic section or you might pay a couple extra dollars for a good supplement, but it works. They do, like you guys do clinical trials on things. I stress that to people all the time, that it's so important that you're putting the right supplements, the right products into your body that are actually quality, because, you know, buying something that's not regulated by anybody, that's not doing third-party testing, that's not doing trials, that's not, you know, really focusing on their products, it's almost like a moot point taking it.
Yeah, it's definitely an important side piece to the diabetes conversation is getting quality supplements. I mean, I'm not going to say that Orthomolecular products is the only quality supplement out there. It's definitely one of the better ones. And obviously I work for the company and I feel good saying that. So we do, just to speak on my behalf of Orthomolecular products, is we do in-house testing on all raw ingredients that come into our facility to make sure that they're of the latest chronograph USP standards, if that's applicable. We also use companies like Eurofins for things like fish oil to test for additional toxins. One of the biggest issues that we face now in our industry is raw material selection, is that there's a lot of options and they're not all the best. So right now, like, N-acetylcysteine is a shortage. There's people going to some pretty sketchy places to find N-acetylcysteine, and they're putting it in a product because they know that it sells. You'll notice that we will hold off until something is of good quality and comes by. And we put a lot of effort into that. As far as a company, we are CPMG certified, so continue good manufacturing practices. They actually utilize our facility, our manufacturing facility in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, as an FDA example of what a facility should look like. I believe in the country, we're second behind Kraft Services. We put a lot of effort into our products, and that's followed up by the ultimate thing is that we offer 100% efficacy guarantee on all of our products because they are followed by research. They are using the correct raw materials. And we try to give you as much confidence as possible to say that, hey, this should work if it's done correctly. And hopefully we show that through our products as well.
You definitely do. It does show. And it shows just when I see when clients come back and they just keep reordering because it's working. You know, it's proven, because, you know, people will come back and say, wow, thank you for recommending that. I noticed, you know, this difference or that difference depending on the product. And everything of what you just said is why, because you're putting good, when you put good into something, good comes out of something.
Yeah, it makes it easy to talk about the products as a representative, and it almost makes it easy because as a very well-trusted name, and people know that they're getting a quality supplement. I mean, we wouldn't exchange them if we didn't think it was a good supplement. So,
agreed. Same way when I talk to somebody, I'm like, no. I'm like, this is the one that you want in the pharmacy. It's even. I'm like, put that down. That's garbage. Yeah. Come down here. Let me show you where the good stuff is.
It's one of my favorite sayings in this business is the most expensive supplement is the one that doesn't work. And that's, I mean, they do it like every year where they pull products off the shelf, whether it's like Nature's Basket or Windmill or any of those. And they're like, oh, it has 500 IUs of D. And then you find out there's nothing in there.
I know when they do those eight line studies and you're like, what? There's 5 milligrams of, and is there supposed to be 500? Like, what?
Yeah, it's insane.
Or wait, they're using cement as fillers? Wait, what? But it happens. It's scary, but it happens.
Yeah, it's a constant thing. And that's kind of why I hope that, you know, we can clean it up as an industry. I mean, right now, the nutraceutical industry isn't considered FDA regulated, but our facilities are. Our facilities are FDA inspected. So there are certain things we can and can't say on labels, but there are certain products we can't put in there due to FDA regulation. It's very confusing how they word that, but you feel a lot of confidence. We are surveyed constantly. We are very highly regarded from the FDA as far as what we're doing as far as supplements are concerned. So hopefully that gives people a lot of confidence when you're recommending our products to them.
I know it does for me. I mean, I know when I recommend from the heart, and I'm like, hey, I know this is going to work for you. Here, give it a try, because I am confident. I know that I've never heard complaints. Everybody that's willing to give it a try, or that is, like, you know, open-minded to say, oh, here's something new, even if it's just a newer product. You guys have a lot of cool blends of things, whether it's just an individual supplement, or you guys do things that have, like, you know, a mixture of things in them where it's like, okay, you're you're looking for something to treat that adrenal fatigue, I've got a product for you, you know. Or, you know, I was just talking to a client this morning and it was, you know, she had a couple things going on and a couple products just boom came to mind for what she had going on. So it's pretty cool. You guys have a lot of great products and I feel very confident recommending all of them.
That's our goal.
Well, thank you so much for being on today. This was great. So much great information for everybody. I look forward to having you on again for another awesome topic. This was great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I look forward to that.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.